So, believe it or not, the inspiration for this year was that I received a video of a group of people and one person. I guess he was a reform African American, and they're saying Kaddish for George Floyd. I know that's a reform because they finished. They say Otz Hashem Ramav, Hu Yas Hashem Aleinu Al Kol Yisrael VaAkol Yoshrei Teva. So I never heard of that before. I think it's the reform Kaddish. And it just dawned on me when I heard this, you know, I mean, it wasn't mitoch tefillah. They were all just standing around together, and at the end was just saying a Kaddish. So my question, which I was thinking is there such a thing? Can you say Kaddish for a non-Jew? So let's start beginning. Like, where is this notion of saying Kaddish for someone who's dead? So there is no mention in the Gemara about saying Kaddish. In fact, the earliest things are really later on. You have the Tana Devei Eliyahu tells of a story. Omer Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai pam achas hayisim ahalach v'derech. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai says, once I was walking in the street, Matzasi Adam Echad Shehu Hoyu Malakid Eitzim. And I saw a person and he was collecting wood. Vidibarti Yimo, and I spoke with him. Velo Hechsil Lidar, and he didn't answer me yet, he didn't reply to me. Viachakachoy Ba'alai, after that, he comes over to me. Amali Rebbe, Mesani Velo Chai, I'm dead. Amatilo and Mesa, so Eitzim Halo Lomlacha, so why do you need the trees? Why do you need the wood? Amali Rebbe, well, let me just so Amali Rebbe, in Mesa to Eitzim Halo Amali Rebbe Ha'azinli, listen to me, Masha Amali, listen to me what I'm telling you. Devar Echad Kishayisichai, when I was alive. V'chaveri hayinu oskin ba'avera b'platrim shali u'chashabonu l'kan gozru aleinu gzar din shal sreifa. Me and my friend, when we were alive, we did these sins. And when we got it, they said, kishani malakit eitzim sarfim eschaverai. When I collect the wood, so we use it to burn my friend. U'chashahu malakit eitzim oz sarfim osi. A very good friendship, and when they when he collects the wood, they burn me. Varmarti lo dinchem admos. I said to him, "So how long is this going to go on?" Omalika shabasi lekam he nachti yisishti. Listen, when I left my wife. She was pregnant. V'yodeya ani shazocher, and I know that it was a boy. How he knows, I don't know. In those days, shazocher he muberes. Lachem vaka shomim mecha, heavy zahir ba maisa shiye nolad at shiye bencha mishonim. Do me a favor, find out. And when the boy is 5 years old, holicho sol the base rabbo, so bring him to yeshiva, the mikra, ki b'shoa shehu yom ha-barchu is Hashem ha-mavarach, oz yehiyu malin osi medina shekehenim. So according to here, there was no mention of saying Kaddish. Just when you see my boy, when he's be 5 years old, bring him to yeshiva, teach him how to daven, and let him say Baruch Hu. And when he says Baruch Hu, it's Hashem Uvorach, then I'll be able to leave this place. Again, no mention of this. Then you have another in the Kala Rabbasi. There the Gemara says Ibay Lehu, Mechapren Avon Avos Solo Toshma. The question is, can you have a kapara? How do you have kapara for your fathers? Toshma, Rabbi Akiva Nafal Lehu Asra Ashkeche Lehu Gavra, the Habidare Tuna. So I was walking in the street and I saw Ixtafe below have a Matsi the Sanuya Bais, but have a Tzimcha Mesanea. And I heard this person groaning and groaning. Amalei Maya Vidadach, what happened? Same story that we had before. Lo shavkana isura de lo avinu bahu ama. I'm telling you, I was such a Russia that there was no sin that I didn't do. Every single sin I accomplished. V'yachshav ikun netuani luna v'lo shavkinli. And now they don't leave me alone. The punishment is terrible. Amale Rabbi Kiva, Shavakta Barot, said, did you leave a son? Amale Bechayecha, Lo Tashin Dechinim, Bamalchi Demachali, Bablasi Denura. And it goes on, so he, Amale Rabbi Kiva, what do I have to do to get you out of this? So Amalehu Bereita Ploni Hecha, where's your son? Amale Yekar Zechara Dehu Shachet Atzamos. And he goes on finding, he says, La'od El Shaba Al Narim, where he says all the things that he did. And he goes and finds his son that the mother is pregnant, and he tells him when he gets older, bring him to shul lebrucha b'gahala, that he'll also say baruch. Again, you have two. There's no mention of kaddish. Finally, you have the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah was written, I think, in the end of the 1200s. So the Or Zeruah was an individual who, after the burning of all the Sfarim in France, so they thought there were no Gemaras anymore, there was nothing, everything was there. So what did he do? He wrote his Sfarim, he wrote in Halacha's works, all by heart. And the Or Zeruah is the one who finally brings down and talking about Kaddish. He says, Maisa, the Rebbe Akiva, Shira Adam Echad Shahaya Arum V'Shachar. He saw one person who was naked and he was black. He was black because he was in Gehenna. He yet tikkun arosho b'tan asara te'ina b'hoya rotz b'mechitos hasus gazal alav Rabbi Akiva. V'mida v'amar le'osa ish lamata osa avodaka. Why are you working so hard? B'zos im avod, if you're an avod, atav yodanecha asalucha, if you're an avod, I'll speak to your master. Kachani, I will redeem you. Oscha miyadav im ani aton. If you're an ani, so I'll give you money. So amle bevakshim echai. Tell you this, I'll take money. Don't stop me. Shemi yigazu alai osam atmum alai. Don't, because if these people find out, they're going to come running after me. So amle maza umama secha. What had happened over to you? Amle osa ish meisus. A man tells Rabbi Kiva, I'm dead. Uvachol yom v'yom shlucha mosi. Lechatov Eitzim v'Sarfon Osi. Here the story is a little bit different. They tell me to go get Eitzim, and then they burn me. V'amalei b'ni, ma hoisem alachta ba'olam, shabasam imena. What are you doing in this world? Amalei, so he says, agabai hamas hayisi, I took care of the taxes, v'yisi meroshi om, v'nosei panim lashirim, v'horeg aniyam nosi. He helped out the rich, he killed the poor, meaning he took all their money away. Amalei klum shemasam in hamumnon lechem yeshukha takanas. And tell me, Rabbi Kiva says, what's your takana? Did you hear from your masters? Amalei bevakshem emcha al takvein. Don't stop me. Shimi was olai bali par sha'osa ish ein lo takana. I'm afraid of them. There's no takana. Ella, I heard, shemati mehem dava. She'enu yochel lehiyos. She'ilmolei hoya lezeh ha'oni ben. Shehu omeid b'kahal v'omer baruchu es Hashem ha'mavarach. V'onim acharav baruch Hashem ha'mavarach liyom v'ed. O yomar yiskadel. I heard that either if there will be a son who will say baruchu or kaddish for me, the owner machrovi heishmei rabba mabarach miyad matirin oso haish min haporonos. But also haish, now here, just listen to the rest of this. Also haish lo haniach ben ba'olam ve'azav ishta muberis. But any odeya im telet zachar. So he says, I think she was pregnant. I don't know if it's a boy or it's a girl. Me melamda she'en la osa ish achav ba'olam. Be osa shah kibul love Rabbi Kiva lecha lechapesh. So what did Rabbi Kiva do? He went out to find out, does she have a boy? Does she have a son? Im holed ben kadei she ilamdu Torah v'yamidu lefnei hatzibra. Amalei mashimcha amalei Akiva. See what your name is, Akiva. V'shem manata amalei shespina v'shem karecha amalei done. It goes on and on. Say fine. So the whole idea was Rabbi Kiva was going to search and look for a son, if there was a son, and then the son should say Kaddish. So first of all, the sources that we're dealing with of saying Kaddish is really for what? He's talking about a Jew. He's talking about a Jew who's helping, doing this for the purposes and for the purposes of helping a father of who's in Gehenna and to be mala him. There's no mention here. This has nothing to do with a universal prayer for the dead. Is Dafka talking? It seems to be from whom? From a child to a father. So number one, the question would be, who else says Kaddish? There's no mention. Can a relative say Kaddish? Can you hire someone to say Kaddish? Well, Haman says, no, you know, we always hear so often, Rabbi Kelman would say, all right, if you, no one can say Kaddish, call me, I'll say Kaddish. So how does that work? It seems that you have the sources is only talking about a child for a father. So that's number. That's simply. Number two, the question is there such a thing as saying Kaddish for a non-Jew? And from these sources, it would seem that there's no source whatsoever.
It doesn't even talk about the others that you can say Kaddish for, right?
Right.
Doesn't it? House. Sibling.
Nothing.
Tikkun Olam. Back to Tikkun Olam.
Good answer for everything.
Right.
Seriously.
So let's see. First of all, what about giving tzedakah? We know they're giving tzedakah for a parent. What is that for? Where does this all come from? There is a marsha. And the marsha in Sanhedrin says that one to understand, first of all, once you leave this world, so there are no doing more mitzvahs, it's over. So how does any of this help a parent? And the Marsha says, Lefisha derech etzas rishaim she'ein rotzen shiyu b'neihim kamosan. Some rishaim, some evil people, they don't want their children, listen, this is, you know, they don't want their children to go into it, like the Godfather, right? This is not for you. This is for me. This is for one of the kids. But you're going to be a senator, right? Not every, all the Rishon don't want their children to follow them. The Fisha Derek Hitzas Rishon She'ein Rotsin Shehu B'neim Kamosun Ela Shehu Tzadikim V'Alkein B'ra Mezake. And therefore what? The son over here, the fact that he's doing a correct thing is a reflection on the father. Why? Even though the father was a Russia, he still taught his child how to do something good. So in other words, what is the connection? What allows you to do, you know, for the father, that the father should have, like, something from it, because you're looking at the child. And if the child does something correctly, it's a reflection on the father. And in that sense, the father gets judged properly. Again, you see, there's a relationship. Forget about the Jew and the non-Jew. You see that Kaddish becomes a relationship, a reflection from the son unto the father.
How could that be? The father died before the son was even born.
You're saying even from this case. Very good. Our case, how could it be? So he created...
He didn't even know what the son was. He died before the son was born.
Right, so the Marsha is not dealing with the case of Rabbi Akiva. He's dealing with the case of Sanhedrin, the Gemara, which says that, you know, there are possibilities that a son can do something to Mezakeh for a father. That's a general cloud. So maybe the answer to you would be is that the father did leave an environment, perhaps, left an environment such that because of his, you know, he created, a from home, he created an environment in which his son could grow up and to do it. Although, it's not the greatest answer, because he tells the Rabbi Akiva, make sure.
Right, he goes to Yeshiva.
You teach him.
Right.
So it's not so simple, right. Rabbeinu Bachya, as far as giving tzedakah, asher padisa elu hamesin shemischarpa b'mamon hachayim. How does that work? When you are matish, when you give tzedakah, shenogan achayim lakdishem ba'ad ha-mesim, sheyeshlam to'elis le-mesim. It does have a to'elis. It does have a benefit. V'chol shekein im ha-ben, if the son does it for the father, who's chus la'aviv, behios ochel ha-ben peirosav, v'hu adin la'osav b'shvil kadash o shum brocha b'veis ha-kenesav b'tzibur. Ukamosha Amri Bagarbi Osa Maisa Sharabikiva Ukita Isab Mesakhas Kala. So Rabbeinu Bachya also said there is something about giving money. It also helps if the child says it. Why? It's a zechus la'aviv, it's a zechus for the father, Bihios Ochel Haben Peirosa. In other words, he's eating the father's fruit, meaning he has grown in the way of the father. The Maram Chava disagrees with this and has a very different approach. Nothing to do with that. Fascinating. He said, what is the halacha about give tzedakah? Tshuva. Ein safek. It's no question. Bidavar ki lo yo'u v'lo yatzah. There's no way that this helps whatsoever. Ma yaseh b'shvil adam achrei masa. How does it help when a person is dead? Ki chol adam nidon lefi Masha hu be'eis mosa. Everyone is judged. Hope I don't run out too much. Lefi masa v'ashagasko k'shishtipara gufo. Minasha yasik mala de yitzkeli arba archaim. It doesn't help whatever you do afterwards. Ve'ein lo tosefes mala v'toles masha yasu achre kein. Doesn't help whatsoever. So he says, "Umasha bobe agadus chelik abalom azake bra." So how does this help? Kol ze emes u'mishru shadin kachu nosin. What does it happen? If you do something, if your son gives tzedakah, you know what happens then? They ask the question: would you have done it? Would the father have done such a thing? That's how it works.
Who asks the question?
And that was the Kadosh Baruch Hu who looks at this. At that moment, when the son does it, will you be the type to do the same thing that your son just did? If you would give that tzedakah, then it would work. Let me put you on hold 1 second.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Okay. So what we've seen until now is that the Kaddish is definitely talking between the son and the father. How does it work? Either really is it simply he's doing it for the schus of the father. More so it could be that it shows that the son is on the right derech and therefore it's like a judgment, it's a proper judgment. The father must have done something right. Or others know it. It doesn't happen at all. The only reason why it helps is because at that moment they look at the father or the mother, and they see, oh, so you're the type of person who would do that. Is this only for children? Is it what about grandchildren? And the Maharik. The Maharik discusses, and he says, Nira lani istati tafilo hayinu omrim sheyesh lomer kaddish bavor zikno. Even if we're going to say that you could say kaddish for your grandfather, o zikno, so your grandmother, de b'nei banim harei heim kebanim mikol mekan lo havik kebanim mamish. Then for instance, what the Maharik is talking about now in a time when only one person said Kaddish. Today we don't have that issue. Everyone's saying Kaddish. So the grandson wants to say Kaddish. Whoever wants to say Kaddish. What's the big deal? But the Maharik is saying that even the grandchildren are not considered on the same level as the children. Lito Yosem Ben HaBen Bezed Dover Poshet. V'kol shekein d'lefid n'hanir l'ani sedati ein leben haben lomer kaddish b'shvil zikno yosem mi'adam achar. He shouldn't say kaddish more than anyone else. Else, shaharei matzina shamiras ha-kaddish totally b'chiv ha-kavod. The whole purpose why you're saying kaddish, he's saying it's a din of what? Kibbut of aim. There's no din of kibbut of aim in this sense. Of course, there's a din of honoring, you know, your grandfather. Kibbut Ava'im is talking about where you have a chiv of supporting someone, and it has to come out, it comes out of the father's pocket, if need be, it may come out of your pocket, but there's no such chiyuv when it comes to a grandson, a grandchild. So you see, again, there's a relationship here, and the Maharik is saying it's only when it comes to the children, it's not even others. So the Ramah, based on this Maharik, Ramah quite often passes to the Maharik, he says, as far as he says, V'nimsa b'midrashas lo mekadesh ala'av, alkein negu lomar ala'av v'ein kadesh basra yud beis chodesh, so we say kadesh for your parents, 12 months, v'chein negu lahavter b'navi, there was even a minhag to say the Haftorah every single week, u'lispal al arvas b'motzi shabasos, and to daven for the yomid front Saturday night, shehu azman shechozrin ha'neshamos v'gehenim, that is a time when the neshamas go back to Gehenim. Uchashahabem espalol umekadish barabim poda ove ve'imo mina Gehenim. V'negul omekadish ala'im afal pi sh'ov chai adayin ein nebiyodin l'mechos l'vno sh'liyo omekadish alima. And if the mother dies, the son says the reason why I keep on saying sem, the ben, because here it's constantly we're only talking about a son. We're talking about B'toch Tefillah. Chovas Ya'ir was really the first one to talk about the daughters saying Kaddish. That's not our discussion. The question was the person who only had daughters and wanted them to say Kaddish, is to say it in the house, and they would make Kaddish in the house and have a minion. So there's a whole discussion. Is that only because it's in someone's house? Can you do it in shul? Remember, Rabbi Reuven Fink has a whole article about this from Youngish of New Rochelle. So one of the things he brought up was the question of how can he say Kaddish? How can a woman say Kaddish? After all, she's on the other side in the Mechitza, so it's not part of the main shul. That happens to be, it's a whole discussion. It's not, I remember Rabbi Kellerman didn't think there was much to that argument, but we know nowadays, with the with COVID, It may be, how do you look at the other side of the mechitza? Maybe the mechitza is not a separate issue. But for example, the Rav held, the Soloveitchik held, when everyone has to be in a room, the people are outside the room. If there's a certain, outside of the door, he says they have tefillah b'tzibur, but they're not counted in the tzibur in the sense that they can't say Kaddish. Maybe that's what Rabbi Reuven Fink was trying to explain over there. I don't remember. Anyhow, ve'ein makom lekadosh zu ela la'av ve'ein bavad avelo b'shar krovim. But it's not for other krovim. Unbelievable. Ve'im beveis haknesses av ela la'av ve'imo omer so kadosh mishein lo av ve'ein ba'ad komesi Yisrael. And if you're in a shul, then there's no one to say kadosh. So someone else who lost his parent, they say kadosh. For all the dead of Yisrael. There's one of the things that the Kaddish that we say after Kriyas HaTorah, quite often I see many shuls, they would say, if someone's an Avil, you have them say the Kaddish. Because as if, so maybe they're just doing it instead of just to let someone like this idea. But really, that Kaddish is not for the Kaddish, which they relegated, delegated that for the people who were, killed in Tach B'Tat. I remember once I was getting an Aliyah, and I heard the Gabbai. I think it was Erev Pesach at some point. I just remember something like that. So all my kids are there, and I heard the Gabbai. They gave me an Aliyah, and the Gabbai, maybe it was the day before, I don't remember. Anyhow, so the Gabbai was talking about, okay, you'll say Kaddish. And I'm thinking to myself, no, that's not correct. You shouldn't do it like this. And next thing I know, instead of saying Baruch Hashem Mavaruch, I said, Yiskadel, Yiskadish. So I said Kaddish, and my kids couldn't stop laughing. It's so typical of me. It's just so typical of me. I remember Rabbi Kellerman turning around like, what are you, nuts? B'yesh makomo shenegu sheshakrovim omen Kaddish akrovehim. Oh. Now there are those places that allow you to say Kaddish on your relatives because you ain't available malvihim. When you don't have anyone, v'yesh makom shafila yesh available malvihim ve'im omrim shakrovim. And sometimes There are other shuls that always do this on Shah Karovim. They also allow that. But they don't say it as often. Okay. That is just Derech Agav, the Ramo explains. The Aveilim say Kaddish even on Shabbos and Yantav. You don't worry about Aveilim before Hesia. Avalon Ali Espal B'Shabbos, but you don't daven for the Yamid. Afa Bishen Isibadavar. Avol B'Yamal Sachom. Misha Yodei L'Espal Yispal B'Yotza Mo Mekaddish Yasam Shlonikan Elikadon. Okay. So here for the person, the Ramah basically says, yeah, you know what, there's nothing wrong. Let the Krovim also. Well, you can want to say for Krovim. The only problem which we have is when you're in a shul, one person is saying Kaddish. But if more, so the Ramah says, what's so terrible? Let the Krovim do it. So two other points before we just go to the Tshuva Ravadi Yosef. The Chassam Sofer goes through this. He says, Elu lefizeh memeila botal minog hasheni shehinog liten kaddish lahaskir kivin she'ein tzich liv. Can you give? What about, you know, you hire someone to say kaddish? Can you do something like that? Umishimachli lo nimsa minog hazeh kosman rov. We haven't found this in the Ramah. V'lo b'magan avram. Ela b'krovim ha'omrim kaddish b'shvir krovim. The svarle de yesh lahem zechia mitzad asman. Only we heard is that the a krovim, a relatives can do it. Ligol krovehem b'chayehem. Gam ki achar mosam matzina yibam noig b'krovim. So we see there is such a relationship with b'yibam, with the krovim. And as you see in Parshas Vayeshev, etc., etc. So then he goes on, he says, since the Ramah Pasa came b'krovehem, hu adin b'schir, even if you hire someone. Ula niyaz dati hamarik, and according to the idea, and according to the psak of the maharik, the svarle ein ben haben chayev b'kov zikno, the grandchild is not chayev in covet of the grandfather. The kashe yechasha mishum hachi ilav begliilas negu glis negu lehisashe afilu imsocha. We allow it even if you rent it, if you hire someone. So why would you be allowed to do to rent it? Perhaps the Chassam Sofer says the reason is if you pay someone, it's better. If you pay someone to say kaddish for you, so it's if he's doing it for you, it's if you're doing it, and that would be okay. But I'll end with the Torah Lishmar, and then we'll go to Avadi Yosef. And Torah Lishmar says, I don't understand this whole thing. How can someone else do it but the son? What's the raya? What happened with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva said, oh, listen, I may have a child. Could you go find the child? What should Rabbi Akiva have said? I'll say Kaddish for you. I'll say Kaddish for you. You don't worry about it. You know what? Why should I go? Why should we waste time? You're suffering in Gehenna. I'll say Kaddish for you and you get out of it right away.
You're relative.
What?
Maybe it has to be a relative.
Oh, so that's exactly what Torah Lishma says. So it has to be a relative. And not only a relative, it has to be a son. And nobody else. So Achrei Kechlos HaKol, with all of this said, what would you say right now? What's the halacha? Can you say Kaddish for George Floyd?
No.
No?
No, I would say no.
It seems not, right? Now let me ask you a question. Forget about George Floyd. You convert. You're a guy. You're a guy, you're a kid. You grew up a guy. You convert. Your father passes away. Your mother passes away. Can I say Kaddish for my parents at that point?
I would say yes for your parents.
You would say what?
Yes, because it's for your parents as opposed to just
Why? We say, but if you can be purely halachic, we say when it comes to a guy, so it's like a katan shenola. It's like there's no relationship between you and your parent. So what are you saying? You're saying it's a din of what? Hakar satov? Maybe. Yeah. Okay, well, say it's a din of hakar satov. So how much further you want to go? So there was a tshuva from the, before I get to Avadi Yosef, there was a tshuva from the Kovner Rav. He asked as follows, she'ela, achareishas lachina shericham Hashem al-Pleitas Yisrael, after the Holocaust, lahotim imizgar sir, mibes kali yosh v'choshech, from the darkness of that period, v'chol ha'kotel v'chayim ra'i or gadol, or chasta yeshuas Hashem, blah, 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 okay, etc., etc. V'neika v'rzman bo lefunai nochre zu b'vakosha b'fiyo. Chayu shehi chole ma'od u'kafi sheshom enogim hayudim l'spalo avur cholim. I heard that the Jews, they pray for people who are sick. Locheini mivakesha sheyispalo avura v'hi batucha shebeskusha hitzila es hayeled tiskabel hatfila v'hi tabri. She helped the Jewish child. Saved the Jewish child. And she says, I'm sick, could you help daven for me? Hasha'ila im, ha'im mutu lon l'spalel avur nachrim v'loma b'shvila mishaberach. Can you say mishaberach for a guy? Tshuva. Our Gemara from last week. Tana Rabbanim. Mefardes emani en nachrim emani Yisrael. We say that you're allowed to support poor non-Jews with Jews. Umavakar choli nachrim em choli Yisrael. Do bika cholim for both. And bury both. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "Muta lefarnes aniyim levarke choleim ulekvar meseim laspin lenachem avim." The Shulchan Aruch says, "Of course, why mipnei darchei shalom?" And the Shalos and Shuvos of Chaim Biyad says, "Biakam sheosi mos choro marviach miminis." And if it's a business partner, muta lishal lespalo, you're allowed to pray for him. And also semem shemutel espalo ba'ad nachus sheshochel marchakam sheyoshel shalom. Lochei nirali b'ni. This is in my. I'm telling you now. The mutel espalo for hanachmer sazos. Ve'ein kan mishum lo sechanim. It's not lo sechanim the iser. Hol ve'osam ma'isa chesed gadol because they've done such a nice thing for you. Lahatzel nefesh mi Yisrael mi maves v'chiltos mi yadayim. And she's the one. She is the one who saved this Jew from being killed by the Germans. L'chemo to laspel avur. Of course you're allowed. Of course you're allowed. So comes Rav Avadi Yosef. And this is where a gadol really steps up to the plate. So first he says, brings them three or four pages going, of course you'll let a daven for them, bikachom, etc., etc. The achare yodia osanu is called Zos. Nirisha acha mos aviv shel hager. V'chein acha mos imo. Nachon sheyomer aleihem kaddish l'luyeh nishmasam. Of course you say kaddish. Shekvar kosvu hatosis besoda. Odos Masha Spalo David al Shalom. It's very interesting how he's bringing this. David Davin for Avshalom. Lahatzila Medina Shekehenim. Ulachniso Lechaye Olam Haba. I guess he's thinking like, is Avshalom, you know, was a Russia, was a Morib Malchus, he was Chayiv Misa. Any worse than a guy? Ulachniso Lechaye Olam Haba. So bro mezaka abba lo mezaka bro shenema ve'emi dimatzel. It's usually the son can mezaka for a father, but the father's not mezaka for a son. So he said, and it's unbelievable. So he says, how did it work with David? How did it work with David? He says, it was missing one thing. Nirish zezehu below tefila. But if you do this as part of davening, she'ein nimna'im mela'anish es haben mipnei kvoda shel ovo shel tzaddik, that you shouldn't punish my son because the father is a tzaddik. U'chemosha amru sham ein Avraham matzil Yishmael, avot tefila shel aviv, but prayers of a father, shaper matzilasa migehenem u'machnisasa le'gan Eden. Of course it helps in tefila. V'chein kan, af al pi she'ein ager misyaches al aviv, there is no halachic relationship. Sheger shen is gaya kakatan sheno ladami. When you convert, you're like a newborn child. Mikol makam kivan shehu holido v'hiviyu l'chaya olam haba. I'm sorry. V'hiviyu l'chaya olam hazeh. You brought this child into this world. V'goram sheyizkel istapech v'nachlas Hashem l'hakir ha'emes. And you're the one who caused this person to find the truth. Roy hu l'spala ba'ato l'hatzilo mibe'er shachas u'lachnisa li'olam haba. So it's roy to daven for him, k'se kaddish for him, to take him out of Gehenim. V'lo gara mi'ish zor she'enu karo v'niftar. She'yesh to'elis b'kaddish she'om l'nuya nishmas. That is always a to'elis. Something happens. Ukemo shekasa b'shalsetu marikolam, that is the maharik. Umikom mokom emesu shenegu shafilu ish zor she'enu kror l'klal meis, even if it had no relationship to the meis. Omer kadesh avuro. Ela she'enu nota kol kach kadish. There's nothing wrong with saying it, except what? You can't hog the kadish. As long as other people are saying Kaddish, basically, Rav Avadya Yosef is saying, if it's the Torah of Tefillah, and you're saying Kaddish with everyone else, what's wrong with saying it? The only thing I would say when you're quoting Rav Avadya Yosef, and it goes on, much in another two pages, it seems the premise is that he did something for me. So then there's a reason to say Kaddish for him. If a person did something, and after I finished the shiur on Shabbos, someone told me that in 1963, after John Kennedy was killed, they said Kaddish. I think he was saying over here, maybe he's talking a different shiur, but maybe he's talking in English, what Sam said, that they said Kaddish for JFK. And the Havana behind that is that he did some good for us. He did good for the world. And if that's true, if there's a Hakaras HaTov element, there's nothing wrong with saying a B'Torah's Tefillah and saying a Kaddish. Should we say Kaddish for George Floyd? I'll leave that for someone else to decide who should or shouldn't do it. It was deserving of a Kaddish. That's not a decision. What was that?
What kind of Hakaras HaTov?
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, I you know, it right, I don't know what the logic would be over there to say Kaddish for him. All right, listen. First of all, they weren't even doing B'Tos Tefillah. They just happened to say a Kaddish. So I don't know, you know, if that's also what was the idea behind it. It was also really more of a woke movement than
yeah, perhaps I'm too much of a white supremacist.
I should have stopped recording right before you said that.
Yeah. Menachem, it also seems like something that you could sort of be generous with, because all you're doing, you're not davening, it's not like it's directed to that person, it's you know, you're just praising Hashem's name, right? So it seems like you could do that and have anything in mind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like, you know, the problem when we take those kind of, you know, decisions, we belittle the tefillah, you know.
Okay.
Now, I wouldn't just say, you know, just do it. You know, we don't say Kaddish without a minion. But what is it? Just say, I mean, there wasn't a minion there either, you know. I don't know.